Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather, and we're continuing through the Bible. And so today we will be reading March the 7th. If you're just now joining us, we are going through the Bible chronologically using the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation. So we're going to go ahead and start reading today. Got Murphy sitting here beside me, and she's giving herself a bath. If you guys remember my old YouTube channel, you'll remember Murphy, my little black and white cat. Yes, she is a sweetheart. So she's keeping her cat mom company tonight. All right, so let's jump into Numbers 25, verses 1 through 18. Moab seduces Israel. While the Israelites were camped at Acacia Grove, some of the men defiled themselves by having sexual relations with local Moabite women. These women invited them to attend service sacrifices to their gods, so the Israelites feasted with them and worshiped the gods of Moab. In this way, Israel joined in the worship of Baal of Peor, causing the Lord's anger to blaze against his people. The Lord issued the following command to Moses: seize all the ringleaders and execute them before the Lord in broad daylight, so his fierce anger will turn away from the people of Israel. So Moses ordered Israel's judges, each of you must put to death the men under your authority who have joined in worshiping Baal of Peor. Just then, one of the Israelites' men brought a Midianite woman into his tent, right before the eyes of Moses and all the people, as everyone was weeping at the entrance of the tabernacle. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar and grandson of Aaron the priest, saw this, he jumped up and left the assembly. He took a spear and rushed after the man into his tent. Phinehas thrust the spear all the way through the man's body and into the woman's stomach. So the plague against the Israelites was stopped, but not before 24,000 people had died. Then the Lord said to Moses, Phinehas, son of Eleazar and grandson of Aaron the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites by being a zealous among them as I was. By being as zealous among them as I was. So I stopped destroying all Israel as I had intended to do in my zealous anger. Now tell him that I am making my special covenant of peace with him. In this covenant, I give him and his descendants a permanent right to the priesthood. For in his zeal for me, his God, he purified the people of Israel, making them right with me. The Israelite man killed with the Midianite woman was named Zimri, son of Salu, the leader of a family from the tribe of Simeon. The woman's name was Cosby. She was the daughter of Zur, the leader of a Midianite clan. Then the Lord said to Moses, attack the Midianites and destroy them, because they have assaulted you with deceit and tricked you into worshiping Baal of Peor, and because of Cosby, the daughter of the Midianite leader, who was killed at the time of the plague because of what happened at Peor. Israel's second census, number chapters 26, verses 1 through 4. After the plague had ended, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, from the whole community of Israel, record the names of all the warriors by their families. List all the men 24 years old or older who are able to go to war. So there on the plains of Moab, beside the Jordan River across from Jericho, Moses and Eleazar the priest issued these instructions to the leaders of Israel. List all the men of Israel 20 years old and older, just as the Lord commanded Moses. This is the record of all the descendants of Israel who came out of Egypt. The tribe of Reuben, Numbers 26, verses 5 through 11. These are the clans descended from the sons of Reuben, Jacob's oldest son. The Hanachite clan, named after their ancestor Hanak. The Peluite clan, named after their ancestor Pelu. The Hezronite clan, named after their ancestor Hezron. The Carmite clan, named after their ancestor Carmite. These were the clans of Reuben. Their registered troops numbered 43,730. Pelu was the ancestor of Eliab, and Eliab was the father of Nemuel, Dathan, and Abram. This Dathan and Abram are the same community leaders who conspired with Korah against Moses and Aaron, rebelling against the Lord. But the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with Korah, and fire devoured 250 of their followers. This served as a warning to the entire nation of Israel. However, the sons of Korah did not die that day. the tribe of Simeon, Numbers chapter 26, 12 through 14. These are the clans descended from the sons of Simeon: the Jemuelite clan, named after their ancestor Jemuel; the Jabinite clan, named after their ancestor Jamin; the Jachinite clan, named after their ancestor Jachin; the Zohorite clan, named after their ancestor Zohar; the Shaulite clan, named after their ancestor Shaul. These were the clans of Simeon. Their registered troops number 22,200. The tribe of Gad, Numbers chapter 26, verses 15 through 18. These were the clans descended from the sons of Gad: the Zephonite clan, named after their ancestor Zephon; the Haggite clan, named after their ancestor Haggai; the Shunite clan, named after their ancestor Shuni; the Osnite clan, named after their ancestor Osni; the Erite clan, named after their ancestor Eri. The Eridite clan, named after their ancestor Eridi; the Erlite clan, named after their ancestor Erlai. These are the clans of Gad. Their registered troops numbered 40,500. The tribe of Judah, Numbers chapter 26, verses 19 to 22. Judah had two sons, Er and Onan, who had died in the land of Canaan. These were the clans descended from Judah's surviving sons: the Shilonite clan, named after their ancestor Shelah; the Perizzite clan, named after their ancestor Perez; the Zerahite clan, named after their ancestor Zerah. These were the sub-clans descended from the Perizzites: the Hezronites, named after their ancestor Hezron; and the Hamulites, named after their ancestor Hamul. These were the clans of Judah. Their registered troops number 76,500. The tribe of Issachar, Numbers chapter 26, verses 23 to 25. These are the clans descended from the sons of Issachar: the Tolaite clan, named after their ancestor Tola; the Puite clan, named after their ancestor Pua; the Jehushabite clan, named after their ancestor Jushab; the Shimronite clan, named after their ancestor Shimron. These are the clans of Issachar. Their registered troops numbered 64,300. The tribe of Zebulun, Numbers chapter 26, verses 26 through 27. These were the clans descended from the sons of Zebulun: the Seredite clan, named after their ancestor Sered; the Elonite clan, named after their ancestor Elon; the Jalitite clan, named after their ancestor Jaleel. These were the clans of Zebulun. The registered troops numbered 60,500. The tribe of Manasseh, Numbers 26, verses 28 to 34. Two clans were descended from Joseph through Manasseh and Ephraim. These were the clans descended from Manasseh: the Machirite clan, named after their ancestor Machir; the Gileadite clan, named after their ancestor Gilead, Machir's son. These were the sub-clans descended from the Gileadites: the Iezerites, named after their ancestor Iezer; the Helikites, named after their ancestor Helik; the Azraelites, named after their ancestor Azrael; the Shechemites, named after their ancestor Shechem; the Shemidites, named after their ancestor Shemidiah; the Heferites, named after their ancestor Hefer. One of the Hefer's descendants, Zolofehad, had no sons, but his daughters' names were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the clans of Manasseh. Their registered troops numbered 52,700. The tribe of Ephraim, Numbers 26, verses 35 to 37. These are the clans descended from the sons of Ephraim: the Shealtite clan, named after their ancestor Shuthelah; the Becherite clan, named after their ancestor Becher; the Tahanite clan, named after their ancestor Tahan. This was the sub-clan descended from the Shuthelahites, the Aaronites, named after their ancestor Aaron. These were the clans of Ephraim. The registered troops numbered 32,500. These clans of Manasseh and Ephraim were all descendants of Joseph. The tribe of Benjamin. These were the clans descended from the sons of Benjamin: the Bileite clan, named after their ancestor Bela; the Ashbelite clan, named after their ancestor Ashbel; the Ahiramite clan, named after their ancestor Ahiram; the Shuphamite clan, named after their ancestor Shupham; the Huphamite clan, named after their ancestor Huphim. These were the sub-clans descended from the Bileites, the Ardites, named after their ancestor Ard, the Naamites, named after their ancestor Naam. These were the clans of Benjamin. Their registered troops numbered 46,000, I'm sorry, 45,600. The tribe of Dan. These were the clans descended from the sons of Dan. The Shuhamite clan, named after their ancestor Shuham. These were the Shuhamite clans of Dan. Their registered troops numbered 64,400. The tribe of Asher. These were the clans descended from the sons of Asher. The Imnite clan, named after their ancestor Imnah. The Ishvite clan, named after their ancestor Ishvi. The Beraiite clan, named after their ancestor Beriah. These were the subclans descended from the Berarites. The Heberites, named after their ancestor Heber. The Malkielites, named after their ancestor Malkiel. Asher also had a daughter named Sarah. These were the clans of Asher. Their registered troops numbered 53,400. The tribe of Naphtali. These were the clans descended from the sons of Naphtali. The Jazeelite clan, named after their ancestor Jazeel. The Gunite clan, named after their ancestor Guni. The Jezerite clan, named after their ancestor Jezer. The Shilamite clan, named after their ancestor Shillem. These were the clans of Naphtali. The registered troops numbered 45,400. The census results. In summary, the registered troops of all Israel numbered 601,730. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Divide the land among the tribes and distribute the grants of land in proportion to the tribes' populations, as indicated by the number of names on the list. Give the larger tribes more land and the smaller tribes less land, each group receiving a grant in proportion to the size of its population. You must assign the land by lot and give land to each ancestral tribe according to the number of names on the list. Each grant of land must be assigned by lot among the larger and smaller tribal groups." The tribes of Levi. This is the record of the Levites who were counted according to their clans. The Gershonite clan, named after their ancestor Gershon. The Kohathite clan, named after their ancestor Kohath. The Merarite clan, named after their ancestor Merari. The Libnites, the Hebronites, the Malites, the Mushites, and the Korahites were all subclans of the Levites. Now, Kohath was the ancestor of Amram, and Amram's wife was named Jochebed. She also was a descendant of Levi, born among the Levites in the land of Egypt. Amram and Jochebed became the parents of Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. To Aaron were born Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they burned before the Lord the wrong kind of fire, different than he had commanded. The men from the Levite clans who were 1 month old or older numbered 23,000, but the Levites were not included in the registration of the rest of the people of Israel because they were not given an allotment of land when it was divided among the Israelites. So there are the results of the registration of the people of Israel as conducted by Moses and Eleazar, the priest, on the plains of Moab beside the Jordan River across from Jericho. Not one person on this list had been among those listed in the previous registration taken by Moses and Aaron in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, "They will all die in the wilderness." Not one of them survived except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. Guys, I hope you're enjoying this trip through the Bible chronologically. And I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we read March the 8th. And it's going to go into Joshua is chosen to lead Israel. So we got lots of stuff ahead of us. And I'm just praying that the Lord will bless the reading of his word. And thank you guys so much for joining me on this journey. And I pray it's been a blessing to you guys. It sure has been a blessing to me. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. And get in the Word of God and let the Word of God get into you. And as always, Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Thank y'all so much for listening.